Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Twitter files revealed a lot of things, including how federal censors made mail-in ballots sacred, which absolutely boosted Joe Biden. Here to talk about it, James Bovard writes for the New York Post, among other entities as well. He's a prolific tweeter, and he's the author of 10 books, as well as a member of the USA Today Board of Contributors. James, thanks for making time for me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me back on your show.
Absolutely. So we're learning a lot about the FBI's involvement in politics in this country, particularly in the 2020 election. And what have you discovered here?
Well, the FBI was far more involved than what people were led to believe. And we may still only have seen the tip of the iceberg of the FBI involvement. There is a lot of questions about January 6th, for instance. But that's a different topic. But as far as the actual election, the FBI put pressure on Twitter. There was one tweet that caught my eye that the FBI pressured Twitter to target. It was by a former GOP official who said that between 2% and 25% of ballots by mail are being rejected for errors. And the feds put down their thumb to squash that, to banish that idea. But at this, that was accurate. Before the 2020 election, there was a high rate of reject of mail-in ballots for various problems, sometimes fraud, sometimes people spelled their name wrong. There were all sometimes the envelopes were done wrong. Sometimes they weren't postpaid. So there were all kinds of problems. But there was a huge effort that was driven largely by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and some of their grantees to pressure social media companies to suppress any criticism of those mail-in ballots in order to sanctify the election result, which is almost two-thirds of Biden's votes came from absentee or mail-in ballots. That made the difference. I mean, it was a huge factor there in Pennsylvania. I've seen some of the breakdown of the numbers of Biden winning before Election Day, Trump winning on Election Day, and some of the court battles y'all had in Pennsylvania as far as what would qualify as a bona fide mail-in ballot. This is the same kind of problem that's going on nationwide. It's a huge loss of election security to be shifting to mail-in ballots.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And everybody was trying very quickly to deal with this, Jim. And any criticism of this was basically shot down. I mean, that's ridiculous. Why wouldn't you want criticism so we could figure out where there might be problems in the system?
Yeah, but what you had, I mean, it was obvious earlier this year, you had President Biden out there basically saying that the proposals to have to actually verify the absentee mail-in ballots, well, Biden was saying that was simply Jim Crow 2.0, and just completely vilifying any of the standard procedures that had been used for over 100 years in this country to verify votes. And instead, it's like it's a hate crime to verify a mail-in ballot.
It's just so frustrating because almost two-thirds of Biden's votes, as you point out, came from absentee or mail-in ballots. And he won owing to 43,000 votes in three swing states, including this one right here, Pennsylvania. No question about it. And this censorship focus on what was happening here was always and consistently foremost targeted at speech casting doubt on mail-in ballots. So that is incredible that this effort was underway. And you can say with certainty that, yeah, the federales were behind this.
Yeah, there was a report by a former high-ranking State Department official who now runs the Foundation for Freedom Online. He has gone through what the federal grantees who were pulling the strings at social media companies, what they targeted and what they bragged about, and these are financed via the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency of DHS, and they had this project, and it classified 22 million tweets as misinformation, and they had an impact on hundreds of millions of Facebook posts, YouTube videos, TikTok. They had this huge pressure to try to force the social media companies to not say things that the DHS or the FBI or whoever or other agencies did not want them to say. And as soon as you get the federal thumbprint on the scales, then that's a First Amendment issue. I don't know that it's a First Amendment issue if the people at Twitter decide not to to ban President Trump. I mean, it's a private company. It can do what it wants, kind of. But if there's a federal thumb on the scale, as it was on these mail-in ballot questions, then, this is a mess. This is a mess, and there's a whole lot more that we need to find out. But, most government cover-ups in Washington succeed, so we'll see how much that they can, dig out of here.
Yeah, censorship by proxy, as Jonathan Turley puts it, an Orwellian triumph due in part to censorship by proxy. And the last thing I'll say on this point, Jim, is that when the government is using its massive coercion powers to get private entities to do its bidding, I look at that as a First Amendment violation because these private entities are not operating on their own. And I think, obviously, what's clear here is they were more than happy to do the bidding of Joe Biden here to help. So if they could disparage mail in ballot criticism, if they could do any of those things knowing it would most likely help Biden since Democrats are more likely to vote by mail, I'm sure they were more than happy to do it, don't you think?
Absolutely.
James Bovard, New York Post. I'll post a link to your piece, my friend. Twitter files reveal how federal censors made mail-in ballots sacred, boosting Biden. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.